The first reading today, St. Paul tells us that we are to conduct ourselves in all circumstances as God's ministers. Now, it's important to recognize that he's not speaking here to Timothy or to Titus. He's speaking to the Corinthian people. In other words, to the congregation. So this is for every one of us. So again, let us conduct ourselves in all circumstances as God's ministers. And he goes on to talk about what that's about: patience and tribulations, hardships, distresses, and stripes, imprisonments, and so on. You can look at a couple of the points that he makes and ask yourselves, how do I handle that? He talks about sleepless nights. What do you like the next day after you had a bad night's sleep? Are you pretty difficult to deal with? Do you lose your patience? Do you lose your charity? Do you lose your peace? Do you lose all the various things that St. Paul talks about that we should have? Talks about fasting and so on. Again, we look at that and look back when the fasting was such a regular thing in the church. And we remember that the nuns who taught in the schools were exempt from fasting because when they fasted, they were so mean to the kids that the church said, okay, then eat. You know, don't fast if this is what you're going to do. How sad. Because I'm a little bit hungry, I'm now going to be nasty. I'm going to be impatient. I'm going to be irritating. Again, great things for us to be able to look at. When he talks about the long sufferings and he talks about being dishonored and all these different things, again, how do you handle it when you're dragged through the mud? When your name is destroyed? When people are gossiping about you? Our Lord tells us in the gospel that when that happens, we should rejoice and be glad. Does that sound like you? Are we praising God when those sorts of things happen? Or do we get angry at the people who are doing it? So again, some great things for us to think about. But then we also have to look at the other side of that. How do we handle things? We might not like it too well when people are gossiping about us, and then we turn around and do it to somebody else. Somehow that's okay if I'm doing it, but it's not okay if you're doing it. No, it's not. So in all these different things, to be able to look at it and saying, okay, in all circumstances, we have to show ourselves to be ministers of Christ. What does that really look like? If you were to look at it and say, okay, as somebody who we think of as a minister of Christ, think of a priest or a bishop or somebody like that, don't think about necessarily how they are. Think about how they ought to be. In the best situations, what would a bishop or a priest be like? Then that's what we want to be. Again, we have to adjust for personality. There's a man who wrote a book back a few years ago about the kind of priests that we need. And the book is a beautiful book. And yet, it was only for people with a certain type of personality. It doesn't fit for everybody. But although some of the things that were in there don't fit everybody, the general principles that he's laying out certainly do. And so we can look at our charity. We can look at our kindness. We can look at our patience. We can look at the way that we treat people. We can look at the way we think of people. Are we being judgmental? Are we being nasty? Are we putting people down? Are we kind? Are we gentle? Are we patient? Those are the kinds of things, again, when you look at it and say, what should a minister of Christ look like? Now, it's even interesting to think of the word that's used, because in Latin, A teacher is called a magister. That means someone who deals with the big things. This is a minister, someone dealing with the little things. So in other words, St. Paul's not just saying in great and extraordinary circumstances, rise to the occasion. He's saying, no, in the little things. That's where we're going to really be able to see who we are, in the little things. The way I always put it to people, the boulder that you have to push up the hill, that's not the problem. The pebble in your shoe, that's the problem. So it's the little things that throw us. We can get prepared for the big things. We can try to handle the big things, but it's the little things. And so it's in those individual circumstances, it's in those small little things, that's where we really have to look at what we're doing and how we're doing it. So again, look at the times when you're really tired. How do you handle that? When you're really hungry, how do you handle that? When things are very difficult, when you're stressed, how do you handle that? Not just how do you handle the stress, how do you treat the people around you when you're stressed? Because that's where we're going to see how much virtue we have or don't have. It's in those little things, and it's only when we're pushed. If you've begun to develop the virtue, yeah, then everything's going well. You're going to look like you're quite virtuous. Got a good night's sleep, you got a full belly, everything's going well. You are the nicest person in town today. When you didn't get sleep and you're hungry and you're frustrated and you're stressed, that's when you find out how much virtue you really have. It all comes right to the surface. That's why the Lord allows the difficulties and the troubles and the problems, so that we can learn even in those difficult moments how to be virtuous, how to grow in patience, how to grow in charity, how to grow in meekness, how to grow in humility, whatever. Look at the various areas and you can see in your own self, these are the areas that I need to work on. And when things aren't going so well, these are the areas that come right to the top. So there's no sense trying to work on something that you're already doing really well. Work on the things that you're not doing so well. So that truly, like St. Paul said, in all circumstances then, we can show ourselves to be true ministers of the Lord.